Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today's show is going to be great because we're going to talk to a woman who founded the Girl Camper Movement. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear. You were designed for more. Get started with the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in two online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching anytime. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Janine Pettit loves to be outdoors and uses her RV to go wherever she'd like. She is married and sometimes goes RVing with her husband, but often she goes alone and has been doing so for many years. During her travels, she has encountered women who think that looks like so much fun, but they're divorced or they're widowed, or they have a husband who's a couch potato and has no interest in going with them. So Janine developed the Girl Camper organization to take women by the hand and help them figure it out. They teach women about the type of equipment to buy, how to set it up and use it, and even how to fix many problems they may encounter. Whatever it takes, Girl Camper wants women to feel confident enough to hit the road. Her group has really taken off. It now boasts 13,500 Facebook members, and there are chapters and gatherings all over the country. Surprisingly, the bulk of members are older than 55, but that number is dropping. She says it's not surprising to see women 45 to 75 at the gatherings. There's no real agenda when they travel other than that they want to have fun. Once women get to the campground, some might go hiking, some might explore a cave, and others just want to relax in a quiet campground. At night, their inner chefs often emerge and they're having a ball cooking for large community potlucks. Girl Camper has leaders who specialize in various aspects of camping. For example, one woman has car camping buttoned down to an exact science. Another member wanted to encourage women to walk, so she started a group called 99 Walks. Janine explains more about how these groups keep people active and involved. RV supplier Camco is a big supporter of Girl Camper, and Janine describes some of the equipment the company sells that she thinks every RVer should use. She also talks about her camper and why it's the perfect fit for her. To help us learn how girl campers are going places and doing things, please welcome Janine Pettit to the show. Thanks, Janine. I really appreciate you joining us today. What is Girl Camper and what does the organization do?
Hi, Greg. Thanks for welcoming me on. I'm always thrilled to catch up with you. Well, Girl Camper is a website. It's a media company. We produce content for the RV industry. We help people learn to RV. And I guess what our basic goal is with Girl Camper is to give women the tools they need to get out there and get RVing, even if they don't have someone in their life to do that with them. So there's lots of women who see what we're doing and they think that looks like so much fun, but they're divorced or they're widowed or they have a husband who's a couch potato and no interest in going with them. And so we want those women to know we're going to help you figure this whole thing out. We're going to teach you about safety and weight distribution hitches and the proper tow vehicle and trailer being matched. And we're going to make sure you get out there, but that you're safe doing it too.
That's awesome, because I imagine there are millions, literally millions of women who would love to do this lifestyle, but they don't think they can. Can they?
They absolutely can. And the solo woman traveler is the fastest growing segment in the RV industry. And I think there's a reason for that. It's the lighter weight, lightweight towables being out there. And we have such a growing population now. There are Facebook groups that have over 250,000 members of solo women camping groups. So our numbers are growing, and there's people there who will have your back. Girl Camper's one of them. And so it's not a strange thing anymore. 10 years ago, the industry would have thought this was very strange. It's the norm now. It's not a big deal.
And you guys are active. You're not just getting together and sitting around a fire all day too, right? You guys are out and about doing things when you're getting together.
We like to go places and do things. So it's funny. And we have this saying at headquarters here, and that is, there's no wrong way to camp like a girl. And sometimes people will say to me, what do you do when you're out there? And as a mom who raised four kids and took care of my in-laws and, you know, was a foster parent at this stage of my life, I love the answer. Mm-hmm. Whatever I want.
Whatever you want. That's right.
Yeah.
So,
as women, we wear all these hats, and you finally get a chance and that, you know, we're out there. And listen, if I want to go on that rail trail, bike hike, I can do that. I can explore a small town. I can find a museum. We can study the sky at night, whatever we want to do.
And how old are these folks? Are they all ages?
Oh, well, you know, I would say the bulk of our community is kind of the 55 and up. We're the empty nesters. But we do have women in our community from all ages and walks of life. But when you get at a camp out, you're going to see women from about 45 to 75 there.
Very good. And do they own their own RVs typically?
Well, it's funny. When I first started Girl Camper and the podcast that went with it, I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be people who are already out there. But what's interesting to me is about 50% of the women who follow Girl Camper are wannabes. They're people who are looking, and they have all the questions all the time. What kind of RV should I get? Is this big enough to tow it? So it's about 50-50. And we try to create opportunities where we camp in places like RV parks that have rental cabins so that everybody can participate. So you don't have to have a camper already to be a girl camper.
Do you have any tent campers?
We do. We have a lot of tent campers and car campers. We have a lot of car campers.
Really? People who just fall down the back seat and climb in and call it a night?
Yeah, on girlcamper.com, one of our expert writers, her name is Vicki Hill, and Vicki is an expert car camper. She camps on BLM land all over the country. She's a hiker who loves Crested Butte, Colorado, and Vicki is our car camping expert. You can go on Girl Camper and read all about car camping. You can read about tent camping. So we had one woman who came to me, and she said, I'm homeschooling two kids. I'm taking care of my mother with Alzheimer's. I look at you guys and I need the break so bad. I just need a weekend away with the girls, you know? And she said, but I don't have a camper. And I said, if you're a mom, you might have a minivan. And she said, I do. And I said, pull all the seats out of it, put a cot in the thing and come and join us.
There you go.
She's been doing that for 5 years now. She has a whole setup that she stores in her garage. And when she comes to meet us, she pulls all those chairs out and sets up her little bed in there. She has a little nightstand with drawers in it and a little battery lamp, and she just has a blast.
That's awesome. I love your tagline, yeah. Going places, doing things. What kinds of places are you going to? Is it like are you following a route around, or do you just decide we're going to meet up on this weekend at this place and whoever's available, come join us?
Yeah, it's kind of a little of both. In my mind, I always have a running list of bucket list places that I want to go. 2 years ago, I finally got west of the Mississippi, and I was able to do Yellowstone and the Tetons and Glacier National Park and Custer State Park. So that was lovely. But really, most weekends around here in the summer, it'll be the girl campers in this neck of the woods. Maybe our Virginia guide will say, hey, everybody, anyone want to meet me in Gettysburg? We're going to be at this campground. And then everybody just jumps on and says, okay, I made my reservation. I'm on site 16. And we all just pile down there and meet.
That's so cool. And then when you meet, is somebody hosting the event and they're planning activities for everybody to enjoy, or are people just venturing out on their own and coming together at night. And you might go out with some people, or you might go out all by yourself.
You know, it's a little of both. It's always interesting to me. Usually someone has hosted the event. Someone has gone on and said, you know, hey, I'm one of our guides has hosted an event. And what happens then is people will jump on. But once you get to the campground, it's kind of like, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm going here. I'm going to go look at these caves. I'm going to go look. I'm doing this hike. It's this, you know, 3-mile hike. Anyone want to come? So people will kind of split off. They don't go en masse everywhere. So people will split off and do what they want to do. Maybe someone will stay behind with their feet up on a stool and finish that book they've been trying to get to. But kind of at night, everybody comes together again. It's really funny to walk around the campground at like 4 p.m. because it's quiet as can be because everyone's taking their power nap. And then about 5 o'clock, those doors swing open and the hors d'oeuvres come out and everybody's meeting and greeting. We usually pick one site or a pavilion and everybody brings food. And then everybody's talking about what they did that day or what they bought that day or what they saw that day. And it's so community spirited and so much fun.
Now, you have a national organization, but I understand you also have chapters in individual states. What do those chapters do?
So we just started that this year. This is our first year. It's been a long time in the planning, but what we did is we took Girl Camper and we created little mini micro sites of Girl Camper. So we have a Dallas chapter. So our Dallas chapter plans events in her area, and she is the expert on tourism in that Dallas area. So each one of our microsite guides becomes a little expert in their area, but then they work individually too with the RV dealerships and campgrounds in their area to create opportunities, and with the RV dealerships to create learning and educational opportunities by hosting camper colleges or a question and answer period or just a camper tour. Let's all go over to Bankston Motorhomes and they're going to show us our favorite trailers and walk us through it. So they're willing to be that advocate for you to help get you on the path for helping make that, you know, Girl Camper dream come true. How do I get out there on the road?
Well, that's great. And so these are all local chapters that are supporting people local in their area. And I think you have what, maybe a dozen different sites right now. Or different local chapters?
We have 12 chapters right now, and we have 35 chapters coming out in 2020. So
whoa.
I think by the end of 2020, we will have close to 50 chapters around the country helping women become Girl Campers.
That is so cool. And that's all listed on the GirlCamper.com website?
Yep, you can go there and you can click on it, find a chapter near me. And if there isn't a chapter near you, just sit tight because it's probably coming. Or if you are a Girl Camper and want to be a guide, send us a note.
Okay, and you can start their own event. That's our own chapter. That's kind of cool.
Well, there are those who love to teach and love to share, and those are the people we look for as guides. Those people who are like, no, I know how to do this, and I love to throw a party, so let's all go camping together, and I'll show you how it's done.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I've toured your website. It's got a lot of great information in there, a lot of blogs and a lot of posts from a variety of experienced campers, but I noticed that you're promoting something called 99 Walks. What is that all about?
Yes. So 99 Walks, an incredible woman that I have so much admiration for, her name is Joyce Shulman. She just started something called 99 Walks. And, you know, we all know that we need to be fit. And we want, especially women in our age group, it's almost like you have to make a decision. You know, I just turned 60. And somebody said the other day, you know, enjoy those 30s, 40s, and 50s, because when you hit the 60s, that check engine light keeps coming up. And I thought, I see it happening all around me. And thank God it's not happening to me yet. But in my mind, I'm like, I have to make a choice about how I want to live the next 20, 25 years of my life. You know, I want to be active. I want to go. I want to do things. And if I'm going to do that, I got to get walking. And walking is just one of the best ways for mental, emotional, spiritual, physical health out there. She did so much research on this, But the other thing about 99 Walks is it's about community. And Girl Camper is about community. So with the 99 Walks, we have chapters all over the country. And even if you can't get together and walk with a girlfriend or someone in your 99 Walks, we virtually walk with them. We form groups. Like, we have the Girl Camper Chapter Guide 99 Walks group. And every time one of us goes for a walk, it ticks up. So we set a goal every month. And I feel great that as a community, we're reaching that goal together. And Joyce did this interesting survey among people, among women, and it said that 80% of women report feelings of loneliness. And walking in community is one of the ways that we overcome loneliness. So for me, it seemed like a perfect match for Girl Camper.
Mm-hmm. That's really neat. So you're getting people out exercising and enjoying nature.
Yeah. And so, you know, we pay a small monthly fee and we set these goals and we work in this community. And then we get these little bracelets that come in the mail. And I love stacking up my bracelets. But last month, on the last day of the month, I was 1.1 miles short on like Friday night at 7:30 on the last day of the month. And I said to my husband, it's cold, it's windy, it's miserable out, but I am not missing out on that bracelet. I am getting that walk in. And I did. I strapped my shoes on and I went out there. And it just felt so great to meet that goal. And then to post it online and all the girls going, you did it, you did it.
Aww.
And it's just a great community.
I understand you have your a podcast of your own. What types of things do you talk about?
Oh, Greg, well, we talk about safety. You know, we talk about things like, do I need a weight distribution hitch? And is this truck too big or too small for this vehicle? How to merge, overcoming your fears of towing. So we talk about things that are stumbling blocks to people becoming girl campers. But then we also interview women who overcame those stumbling blocks and hear their stories. And I think that's very inspirational to other women. I had a woman write to me the other day and say to me, I started listening to your podcast when my husband was sick and he was in the end stages of cancer, and she would be sitting next to him often and he would be sleeping. And she said, I needed something to look forward to when I found your podcast, and I started listening to it thinking, these women are so courageous and brave, and, you know, I just like hearing their stories. And she said, I never imagined that I would be one of them. And she said, I'm writing to you today to tell you I bought a camper today. After 1 year of listening to the podcast, she said, I realized you were talking to me, that I could do this. That it's not, you don't have to be some kind of exceptional person to do this. You just got to be a person who says, okay, there's a set of rules involved in this. There's things that I need to learn, and I'm going to do them just like I would tackle anything that I'm learning. And she said, after listening for a year, I realized I can do this. There's no reason that I can't. And so she bought herself a little RV, and it gave her something to look forward to, because when you find yourself widowed, it's different from the plan that you thought you had. So as a couple, you may think, whoa, when the kids are gone, we're going to do this, this, and this. And then if your husband gets sick and passes away, all of a sudden you're like, I don't have a backup. I didn't have a plan for this. This wasn't in the playbook. And so now this gives women the opportunity to go, okay, you know, it's not what I wanted, but I'm going to make the best of it, and I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to keep living.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, just looking at some of the topics that you have over 200 episodes available for people to download. I mean,
I know, it's crazy.
And they're great. I'm just scanning some of the most recent ones. Chapter 2, RVing Widow Makes a New Life. Episode 193, yeah. Road Trip Must-Haves for the Car. Episode 192, Grand Canyon River Rafting Trip. I mean, all of these sound really fun.
Yeah, that's one of our bucket list trips. So that's not a camping trip, but I put together a trip where the summer of 2020 and 2021, we are going with Arizona Adventures, and a bunch of us are going the full length of the Colorado through the canyon, 202 miles, I think it is. And we're just going to be on a boat. Now, we're going on a motor boat. It's a rubber raft, but it's got a motor in it, so we're not going to have to do all the rowing. If you don't do the motorboat, you can't go the whole canyon. And we really wanted to go the whole canyon. So sleeping on the beach, under the stars, no frills, challenging yourself, you know, just saying, you know, this is something I want to do, and I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to let some number in my head, like this is for young people, stop me from doing this. I'm going to go.
That's excellent. I mean, what a motivating thing to do. And you're right. There's so much life to experience that, you know, you should continue doing it until you're absolutely physically incapable of doing it.
That's the plan.
Or you're dead. Right. Yeah, absolutely. So I understand that you are affiliated with Camco. What kinds of things do you do for that company?
Camco, they are a sponsor of the Girl Camper podcast, and I'm so grateful to them because, first of all, they're just so much fun to work with. I can't say that I really realized, I had so many Camco products, and I saw them at an RV show, and I'm like, I've got that, and that, and that, and that. Well, Camco makes 4,000, even more now, because they're constantly upping the game, products for RVing, for boating, for marine things, for tailgating, for grilling. They make all these things for the outdoors. And, you know, I reached out to them and I said, you know, you'd be a perfect sponsor for our podcast. And they agreed. And so this is our third year working together with Camco. And, you know, they make these really practical things, like things that keep our RV mats from blowing up in the wind. But then they make incredibly important things for safety. Like, I just got a new weight distribution hitch, which I absolutely love. It's an R3, and it's a curved weight distribution hitch. And why it's important for me is because most weight distribution hitches pop up from the bottom. And a single woman by herself trying to get that thing up can sometimes be difficult. So this one drops in from the top. It's super easy to install, and it has a built-in anti-sway bar with it. So Camco has a huge factory down in Greensboro, North Carolina, where the founder of that company, the grandpa, still comes into the office a couple days a week, even though the second and third generation are running that company now. And they went from being a manufacturer of antifreeze to 4,000 products on an 11-acre warehouse full of products that go out all over the place. So it's just been a fantastic company to be associated with, and I love working with them.
They are a fun company and family-owned, too, I believe.
They are family-owned, and can I tell you, my husband and I went down there at Christmas time. There is so much spirit in that company. We went down there to film some new things. We did some YouTube videos and some spring clean products. We're getting ready to talk about everything we need to do to our RVs in the spring. And we were there about 2 weeks before Christmas, and they gave us this great tour of the factory, which my husband absolutely loves, because all those big plastic mold, blow mold things, seeing them operate, it's just so cool to see how things are constructed and to know that they were made here in the U.S., you know, that we're buying that tank tote and it was made right here. I love knowing that that provided a job for someone here. But each department was all decorated for Christmas. And I said, oh my gosh, there's so much spirit here. And they go, no, it's not spirit, it's competition. So every department has a Christmas decorating thing going on, and a winning department was going to be chosen. All these different people vote, and whichever department won got free PTO time. So I'm telling you, the competition was stiff. There were some fantastic displays going on there, but I just loved that whole company spirit, everybody there. They clear out the warehouse, and they have a huge Christmas party right there at the factory for all the shifts, and I wish I could have stayed for it. It looked like it was going to be a blast.
That's neat. Are there any products that you would recommend to other RVers?
Well, I would tell you to take a look at that tank tote. A tank tote is something I never thought I needed till I got one. And now I don't go on a trip without it. I camp in a lot of state parks and state and national parks. So you're not getting full hookups there. So you don't want to hook up that camper every 2 or 3 days and have to take it up to the dump station and dump it. So their tank tote is exceptional. And I was there one day when they were testing it, and they were literally dropping it off the roof of the building to make sure it wouldn't crack or break. There's so much detail in the thing. So I love that. And I absolutely don't go anywhere without my big red propane campfire. As someone with asthma, I absolutely love having that. And they just make a lot of products, too, that just make camping easier and more fun. You know, just, you know, the weight distribution hitch that I just got, I just came home from a trip with it. And, you know, just it's so much peace of mind attached to it.
Well, the weight distribution hitch can make RVing so much more enjoyable by taking the stress out of driving. It's absolutely essential piece of equipment.
Yeah, why make it a white knuckle thing? And this is what I tell girl campers all the time. They say, oh, my camper was swaying. Well, you didn't have it hooked up right. So don't let that stop you from getting out there on the road. Just make sure you have the right equipment so that when you're out there, it's not a white knuckle event. You're not driving down the highway thinking something terrible is going to happen at any minute. When you've taken the time and you know you've hooked up everything and you know your numbers match, your tow vehicle matches, your RV, get all that down. And that's what we try to help people do. Help them understand what they need to make it safe and enjoyable.
And then when you were talking about the tank tote, I don't think we mentioned to people that you actually dump your holding tanks from the RV into this separate tank that's on wheels. Mm-hmm. So you can actually just move it out of the way or even wheel it down to the dump station when you need to and dump it there.
Exactly. And Camco actually makes a little attachment. So I actually put that on my hitch on the back of my truck. I tow it down there.
Oh, that's cool. I had no idea that they would make that, and that makes perfect sense.
Uh-huh. And now they even make one that pivots, so you can turn it left and right. And on the tote tank that Camco makes, there are adapters for your hoses to wash them all out. The inside of that tank is on a slope, so everything slopes down and nothing is left behind. There's so much research and development that went into those things. So, you know, we always have a joke at Girl Camper about potty talk. The potty talk is, what kind of tote tank do you have?
That's funny. Now, Camco also makes a complete line of like kitchenware and other lifestyle like products to make life outdoors even more enjoyable.
Yeah, you know what? That's been so much fun. They came out, this is our third year now, Life is Better at the Campsite stuff, and it's fun stuff. Every time I post my little Camco wine glasses, everybody's like, where did you get those? Where do you get those? Because they're stainless steel cups. They have a nice tight-fitting lid on them. So if it got knocked over, you know, you're not going to get a spill all over the table. But the little holders that they go into are all different colors. So when you have wine glasses all over, hey, that pink one's mine. Don't touch it, you know. And they just make great mats and dishes and dish towels and aprons. And they make the best tote, a little canvas tote. Now, people think I'm crazy about this tote, but this is the kind of thought that goes into the things that Camco does. The tote, it looks like a canvas tote until you open it up. It's double stitched, the length of the ties that are on it, the shoulder straps are on it that are so well thought out. It's lined with plastic inside. So when you go to the shower at the campground and you throw your wet towels in there, you come home and you take it out, the bag isn't saturated. It has a little zipper bag inside, so you can always find your quarters when you're in one of those state campgrounds and you have to pay for the shower. There's just so much thought put into their things. And it was fun for me to be there this past December because I got to meet the two designers who do all the designs for Life is Better at the Campsite. And I saw some fun things they have coming out that I'm not allowed to say, but keep an eye because it's keep fun.
They're always innovating. That's for sure. So what type of RV do you use?
They're very creative.
Now, what type of RV do you use personally?
I have a 2018 Off-Road Max, which was a company called Liberty Outdoors, which has now been sold to a company that's renamed it Extreme Outdoors. So it's the largest teardrop that they make, and I just love it. I just love that camper so much. It has 57 square feet of interior storage space in it. And I have never seen a unit that small with that much storage in it. So it's going to be hard to move me out of that. I just love it so much.
You don't find yourself claustrophobic in something that small?
Well, you know what? Because it is the largest teardrop they make, it's really not that small. I will tell you, on the rare occasions that my husband travels with me, it can feel a little tight sometimes because he doesn't understand my system for controlling that camper and the clutter in it. So, you know, he starts washing dishes and putting things in the wrong cabinets. But it's actually a perfect camper for a couple or a solo person, although it will sleep three because the front booth does fold down to a twin bed, and then it has a full queen in the back. So it has a wet bath, a kitchen, air conditioning, off-road, 37 square feet of storage outside. So really, you know, the bigger we go, Greg, the more stuff we can put in it.
Okay.
You know, and I find that with this, it really makes me think very carefully about what I want in it. And I'm always weeding that out. I'm always going through it, going, am I using this? Do I need it? Is it taking up space? You know, and kind of fine tuning the interior storage spaces. So when I am in there, I can just get at stuff that I need and get rid of stuff. I go through that camper at least once a year. I put a couple blankets on the front lawn and I pull everything out of it and I lay it on the grass. And I'm like, I didn't even know that was back there. Out. It's not going.
That's a great idea.
You have to. You know, we just build that stuff up in the campers. We do. And that's weight that you're carrying down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It sounds like the perfect size for a woman and her dog, or cat for that matter, to go out into the woods on an adventure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a great trailer. I love it.
Do you have any advice for people who are considering the lifestyle?
Educate yourself. You know, find podcasts out there like Girl Camper, and find people out there who are teaching. Really find resources that are going to help you. Go RVing is the best resource. I mean, the Go RVing website, it's got everything on there, and they've got great writers on there. I feel like in such good company with the other Go RVing bloggers. But get out there and educate yourself, and then find a tribe. Go online and find a tribe. Join Girl Camper or join someone online. Let's just say you're considering an RPod. Join the RPod group and ask questions. Join the group of the trailer you're interested in and ask questions. Find out. And then the other thing I would tell people is, if you think you know what you want to buy and you think this is for you, rent it. Spend a week or 2 weeks on the road in a rented RV and see if this is really for you before you plop down all that money.
That's a great idea. And you're right. I never considered that. There is a group out there for every RV manufacturer that's on the market. And you can ask the questions of people who own and use that particular brand to get your answers that you're looking for.
That's where you're going to find out if something that is nothing to someone else would be a deal breaker for you. So there are people who say like, oh, you know, I could never have a wet bath. I could never have a wet bath. Well, you know what? I've only ever had wet baths. And after, you know, 12 years of camping in a tent or a vintage RV that only had a cold water pressure hose and no bathroom at all, that wet bath doesn't bother me at all. I think it's fantastic. Other people, that would be a deal breaker. But you know what? Get out there and talk to the people who have that unit and see what they like and don't like about it. But always just rent it. Try to get it on Outdoorsy. Try to rent the specific unit that you're interested in. And we just had this happen at Girl Camper. There was one of our women, and she was going to buy a motorhome. And she's a quilter. And she knew she'd be on the road 4 to 6 week stretches visiting places she wanted. But in the evening, she wanted to be able to sew. So she had this Class C in mind. And she listened to the podcast where I said to rent it. She went out and rented it. She wasn't in that 3 days. And she said, this would never work for me. Ended up getting a Class A.
Well, that's great advice.
She had done all the research. Yeah, she thought, this is it. I'm doing it. And she didn't like the step down into the cab. You know, she liked the Class A because it was flat all the way across. So when she was actually in it, experiencing it, she realized how annoying this would be to me. It could be not annoying in the least to somebody else, but to her it was.
If people wanted more information about Girl Camper, where could they get it?
GirlCamper.com. Of course, you can download the podcast on iTunes. It comes out every Tuesday, but come over and visit us at GirlCamper.com and find a chapter near you.
That's great. I appreciate all the time, Janine. This has been fascinating, and you guys really have it buttoned down and trying to encourage people to get out and enjoy the RV lifestyle. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you, Greg. It was good catching up with you. Enjoy that Arizona sun.
Girl Camper started with one woman's dream. Janine Pettit loved being outdoors and wanted to encourage other people to join her on some adventures. Today, the group has taken on a life of its own. There will be 35 new local chapters launching in 2020, bringing the number to 50. So ladies, if you want to escape the daily demands of life and join some fun-loving women for a week or a weekend, there's likely a gathering near you. You'll find a ton of information on the Girl Camper website, including more than 200 podcasts covering everything you'd need to make RVing work. Like Janine said, there's no wrong way to go girl camping. The key is to educate yourself by listening to podcasts, joining groups, and talking to other people. I too have found the RV community to be incredibly supportive of new campers. Veterans like Janine are always willing to offer advice. I'd like to thank Janine Pettit for coming on the show and sharing her dream. I've been fortunate enough to bump into her several times at various RV events over the years. Janine is exceptionally enthusiastic about the RV lifestyle. For more information about Girl Camper and how the group can help you live your travel dreams, visit www.girlcamper.com. Work Camper News can also give you the information you need to hit the road faster and more well-prepared for your adventure. The Dreamer's Journey is a new online course and community produced by WorkCamper News. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching anytime. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. This podcast is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have today. Next time, I'll be interviewing two couples to learn about their plans for RVing and work camping. We'll see you next time on The Work Camper Show.